We are about to experience a solar eclipse. The moon will pass between the earth and the sun, and it will obscure the sunlight from our view. So I wanted to share some thoughts that I had, which may shed some light on this subject. What we need to know to start is that all natural phenomena that occurs in this world is rooted in Hashem's master plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the DNA of the world what should happen, how it should happen, when it should happen, and the reason it should happen. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed the reason to us, and sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has concealed the reason. But we find that the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Choftes talks about Liku HaChama. And the Gemara says the following, Tana Rabbanon, our sages taught us, Bizman Shahachama Luko, at the time when the sun is obscured, Simera Loiv Dekachovim, it is a bad omen, a bad sign to the goyim. And since Klal Yisrael is described in the Navi as a light unto the nations, so l'chaira I would have reasoned and thought that a solar eclipse would be a bad sign, chas v'sholom, for Klal Yisrael. The darkness is covering the light. And light, that is Klal Yisrael. We are the light unto the nations. And it's very interesting that this is happening right now, since this is a tekufa where we seem to be experiencing where the nations of the world are ganged up against us. They're ganged up against Klal Yisrael. And Chas v'Sholom, they proclaim V'lo Yizach Hashem Yisrael Oid, that the light of Klal Yisrael should be erased. It shouldn't exist. It's a time where it seems that the darkness is overpowering the light. However, we see from Chazal the exact opposite, that it's a bad sign to them. Let's imagine for a moment that if this solar eclipse would stay in place and the light of the sun would continue to be obscured, the world could not exist. And so far we need to understand that without the Torah and without the light of Klal Yisrael, for whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to begin with, would not be able to exist. So therefore, even though the light is obscured momentarily, but the light must reappear for the world to continue to exist. And he has to know that the light of Klal Yisrael can never be extinguished. Perhaps temporarily, our light could be blacked out, just like the solar eclipse. But the light of the sun always exists. The light of the sun never disappears. It's there. We may not see it, but the light is there. Just the light that exists in every Yiddish in the Shema. Kineh Hashem Nishmas Adam. There is a light that burns in every Yiddish in the Shema. Can never be extinguished. Could be obscured sometimes, but it's always there. And Klal Yisrael, throughout the ages, have lived through many dark periods. But history has shown that we have survived against all odds. That in the end, our light always prevailed. We just finished now the Yom Tov of Purim. And I think it's a great example. There too, the future of Klal Yisrael was gloomy. It seemed very, very dark. But what do we see? What happened at the end? La Yehudim Haisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sosam V'Kor. That our light overpowered the darkness. And this is really the way Hashem created the world from the beginning. In the beginning it was Toyu V'Voyu. There was nothing. V'choshech al panei sahayim. There was darkness across the universe. And then V'yayim Elikim, Hashem says, Yehi Or. Let there be light. The Torah ends off there, Vayere Vayiboike. There was darkness, and then there was light. So we all always need to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the one who is the Yotzer Or, who creates light of Or HaChoshek, and He creates darkness. But this Eibishter, who created the darkness, also created light, and He made sure that after the Choshech there's an Alois HaShachar, there's an Anetz HaChama, and that the light continues. Therefore, even when we as a nation, or even in our private life, we go through difficult times, the challenge for us is to always focus on the light at the end of the tunnel. When a person focuses on the light, then you see less darkness. It all depends where our focus is. So here we have the solar eclipse. We mustn't focus on the round black ball. But we need to focus on the light that's bursting out all around it. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us during the Asura Makis. Especially the Mak of Choshech. There was darkness all over Mitzrayim. But the Torah says to us, "Ulechol beis Yisrael, hayor b'mashroisam." But for Klal Yisrael, there was light. The whole world could be dark. But he has to know, we're not affected by this darkness. There is light wherever a Yid dwells. And this is really the Derech HaOlam. This is the way the world works. After a storm, we see there's sunshine. After the rain, we see beautiful flowers. After a week of work, there's a Shabbos. And after Golas, there's Geula. So in order for us to continue to be a light unto the nations, what's important is for us to retain our light, which comes to serving Hashem Yisborach and being devoted to His Torah and mitzvahs. And when we create the light, then we can spread the light. And therefore, even though sometimes our light is blacked out, but the fact that we know that our light is there, because no one can take away HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah from us, Yisrael ve'eraisa v'kutche baruch hu charhu, we're all connected. So therefore, there's always a cause of optimism. So what's our job in life? To always focus on the light. And when we really focus on the light, we will find that in every situation, there is a bright spot to everything that we're looking at, to everything that we're experiencing. Even during the time of challenges, there is a light. And we are told that Ma'at min ha'or doicha har b'min ha'chishech. A little light has the power to push away a lot of darkness. So as long as we hold on to the light, no matter what trials and tribulations come upon us, we are able to survive, exist, and move on. So what comes out over here is how much light a person sees is really dependent on how much light the person wants to see. Where is our focus? A Yid's focus always has to be towards the light. And therefore, our tefillah is to Hashem that we're waiting really for the future light of Or Chodesh Al Tzion Toyer, a new light will lighten up Eretz Yisrael. And our prayer is that V'nizkechu lanu b'mehera li'ayir, that we all together should be zoicha to its light through a life that creates light, and through a life that spreads light.